Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, if you've been watching this season of Veep on HBO, you know that Jonah Ryan is running for Congress in New Hampshire. And Jonah Ryan's campaign slogan is that he won't back down.
Ooh, we just got an endorsement from the Courier.
And the emails from Tom Petty's lawyers keep on getting angrier and angrier.
How am I not on the Hill's 50 hottest staffers list this year?
Now, there's one amazing detail of the political campaign that Veep got right there. It's the cease and desist letter from artists who don't want campaigns they don't like using their music. And if you go down the recent list of presidential campaigns, it runs like a list of cease and desist letters. Bruce Springsteen objected to Ronald Reagan's use of the song Born in the USA in 1984. Reagan also got dinged by John Cougar Mellencamp for Pink Houses. There's a whole long list of these. Melissa Locker is here with me. She's culture reporter, writes for The Guardian and Time Magazine, among others. She does Culture with Us on Fridays. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Todd.
I just started the long list of presidential rock and roll cease and desist letters from starting with Ronald Reagan in 1984, but there are a lot of other ones.
There are so many because it seems that Republicans in particular tend to be on the wrong side of the political spectrum for the musicians who write the songs. So you have Bobby McFerrin telling George H.W. Bush to go ahead and worry because he doesn't want them using Don't Worry, Be Happy. And you have people like Survivor objecting to Mitt Romney using Eye of the Tiger.
And that's such a fight song. Survivor had to come back this year and write a very nasty public letter to Donald Trump to say, don't use Eye of the Tiger.
Right. And at some point, Republicans are going to realize that as much as they want to be the Rocky Balboa, Survivor is not going to let them use Eye of the Tiger at their rallies.
It's not just Republicans, though. Barack Obama got one in 08, right?
Yeah, and Sam and Dave objected to him using Hold On, I'm Coming, which is not a song I particularly remember, but I guess they didn't want anyone else remembering it either.
So what is it about rock and roll and these artists, do you think? I mean, you get paid either way. Somebody's going to buy the rights. So why do these rock and rollers want to go out publicly and tell a politician, Republican or Democrat, don't use my music, I don't like what you're doing?
I really think it's the idea that they are implicitly advocating for that candidate, that they're saying, hey, yes, please, I'm Neil Young and I want Donald Trump to sing Rockin' in the Free World at every single one of his rallies. When in truth, Neil Young is kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum, and when Bernie Sanders uses his music, he doesn't have a problem with it.
Okay, so the cease and desist letter, the angry rock and roller and the staid politician, is one part of the backdrop of political culture here. But on the positive side, campaigns are putting more and more effort into choosing what kind of music not only they play at rallies, but how they kind of want to use it to form their brands.
Yeah, exactly. So if you go to any of these political rallies, like Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, they're going to have a bigger group of musicians to choose from. So you can get these incredible playlists of stuff that you would actually hear at, you know, anywhere from your junior high school prom to college music charts. What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. What's wrong with being confident? Clinton is playing Demi Lovato. Wake up, everybody. She's playing John Legend, Wake Up Everybody, and she's also trying to find, like, a very diverse demographic. So she'll have everyone from John Legend to, like, Juanes to Jennifer Lopez, just making sure she appeals to absolutely everybody with her music.
So then in that way, that makes music just like any other political tool, like, oh, look at our music choices. They are carefully hand-picked.
Absolutely. And I think it also kind of works in the way of a political dog whistle, where if you're standing at a Bernie Sanders rally and you start hearing the word revolution in every single song, that's going to kind of earworm its way into your brain. Yeah, the revolution starts now. Oh, hey, I'm at a revolution.
Well, here's an earworm for you. Bernie Sanders has played this at rallies.
If efficiency and progress is ours once more, now that we have the new Tehran bomb, it's my time.
Now, that's some punk rock stuff from the Dead Kennedys, a very sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek, and biting satire, Kill the Poor.
Right, and I think Bernie Sanders realized that he was appealing to millennials, and so they started to skew their music a little younger and younger and younger, and so you're getting things like the Dead Kennedys, which you know, probably more of like a middle-aged demographic at this point, no offense, but they're just willing to take more risks.
What has Donald Trump been using?
Donald Trump is very, very interested in the music that is played at his rallies, and he's been actually, as far as I understand, he has been handpicking and curating the playlists. The Washington Post went to one of his rallies, and they described his music as authoritarian hold music, because it's things like Billy Joel and, very strangely, Elton John, making the music so bland and so sort of insipid that you don't really notice it's there. I just think these are his personal tastes. These are the bands that he loves, and if he could, it's probably what's on his iPod right now.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to the point in this campaign where staffers are pushing out to the press the eclectic and cool playlists that their bosses use. Until we get to that point, we have the rally music and the cease and desist, which is the most important part to me. Melissa Locker, culture reporter and our Friday culture guide. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Jack from Council Bluffs, Iowa. The songs I'd pick for Donald, it would be I Did It My Way, because he's all about him.
The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
And for Hillary, it would be These Boots Are Made for Walking, because it's all about her.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And for Bernie, it would be Why Can't We Be Friends, because it's all about us.
This is Kate, and I'm calling from Eugene, Oregon. I heard We Are the Champions playing behind Trump's speech last Tuesday after the primaries.
I've had my shells and kicks in my bed, but I come through.
I need to go home.
I'm sure Freddie Mercury was rolling over in his grave.
And we've compiled our own playlist of all the songs the candidates are using out on the campaign trail. You can find it at our website at thetakeaway.org. 8778MYTAKE is our number. You can leave your comments at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, working to advance cutting-edge research and cures and committed to helping to make someday today for thousands of blood cancer patients. Learn more at lls.org.
But it's been no bed of roses.